This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Don't forget, our national contest starts in half an hour, 11K a day. It's coming back. Be sure to listen for the very first code word at 7:05.
Oh. Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Exciting news for Fremont Bank. On June 18th, a team of colleagues will take part in the Alzheimer's Association annual Longest Day Walk to raise funds and awareness for Alzheimer's research. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. That's really good. Good for them.
Yeah, that's great. They must have heard you yesterday, and you're like, hey, it might be time to update that tag.
Yeah. No, I think that's actually...
That's big. Listen, Alzheimer's, that's a real fear.
Mm-hmm. No, know? Absolutely. And actually, I emailed our guy here, our producer, and I believe he took care of it.
I spoke to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get that updated.
Oh, good job, Bryn.
Oh, thank you. Clap for myself.
He's not just a sound guy. He's an all-purpose, multi-purpose producer, everyone.
Multitasker.
Right. All right, so here's what's happening. Weather today is another beautiful day. It's already sunny and bright out, and it's going to be warm and beautiful. There's been some wind, so you can...
I don't see a whisper of wind right now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, you never know.
This is spring. This is when we get wind. It happens. All right. I'll start with the world's most livable city.
Oh. Is it Fremont?
It's not. Actually, no. We're talking about the whole wide world.
Okay.
And Fremont didn't rank. Mm. But I'm sure it's wonderful there. In Fremont, I mean. Mm-hmm. So they did. Basically, they're talking about how, all right, we've been in a pandemic. There are people looking to move. But in reality, the most livable place needs to have low
prices.
COVID rates.
Oh, okay.
Which means Auckland, New Zealand wins.
Auckland, congratulations.
New Zealand wins the world.
They have no COVID rates.
It's the most livable city in 2021.
Get out Auckland, there, no mask, breathe the air.
By livable, it means living.
You're actually able to be alive. I got it. Okay.
Except that number two is Osaka, Japan, and we hear Japan doesn't have great COVID rates. So,
wow.
Adelaide, Australia, Wellington, down under, everyone.
Winning.
Really scored well.
Yeah.
So New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand, Osaka, Japan, Adelaide, Australia, Wellington, New Zealand, and Tokyo, Japan are your, in Perth, Australia.
Oh,
actually, there's two tied for fourth place, which makes that the top five. Right. So Tokyo, Japan's five-ish. Perth, Australia, Zurich, Switzerland, Geneva, Switzerland, Melbourne, Australia, and Brisbane, Australia are your top 10 most livable cities in 2021.
Wow. That's actually that's a very surprising list.
Yeah, well, down under.
Listen, Tokyo, that place is the most crowded place I've ever been in my life. There is no, there's no relief from the crowds.
But, well... I can't say. I've never been. Is it set up to handle the crowds with public transpo?
And
the public transportation's amazing. If you understand it, you can get anywhere. But it's and everything is on time. It just is. Mm-hmm. There's no, the bus is 1 minute after. It just gets there when they say it's going to get there, or the train or whatever. But I mean, just it's thick on the sidewalks.
It is.
You can't.
Like shoulder to shoulder.
Like, it's unbelievable, actually. You're just jostled.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's
like a mosh pit the whole time.
I was like, my anxiety levels were very high in Tokyo. Like, mm-hmm. It was very claustrophobic.
I think they have trains for women, too, during high commute hours, because the people get so.
Really?
Nuts to butts.
Right.
You know?
Well, they actually take a stick and shove you in. There's a guy, there are two guys, and they
had that happen, but that's crazy.
They will, at the rush hour times, as people are trying to get on trains, they take a 2x4, two people, one on each end, and they push people into the train. And that's how packed you are.
That seems kind of inhumane.
It seems, but they got to get the sardines in.
Well, that is not my idea of good living, but no. Obviously it
I'm
made
alive,
the list
I guess.
For a reason. People right. like it. At Osaka, Japan, number two most livable city in 2021. So there's your list. That was from the Merck News, if you want to see it as you plan your exit from the United States.
Right.
Because the United States is not there.
Auckland's
there.
I've heard great things about New Zealand. And obviously Australia. I find Australia to be incredibly appealing and attractive. Like, it's a
Me
place
too.
I definitely want to visit and see what that's all about.
You know, the Pro Surf Tour went through there just recently, and I told you this already, but as they're showing beaches packed, no masks, there's, you know, the restrictions to get into Australia are extreme. They made every one of those pros sit in a hotel room for 2 weeks. That's it. You can't even come out to go get food. You are in your room. We will bring you food. You're stuck. Stay there. And there were people who didn't go.
Like,
you know,
I can't
people
do that.
Who
can't
said,
be
I
in
can't
there
sit
for 2 weeks.
Anywhere for 2 weeks. Nah.
Right.
I'm hurt. Oops. My back. It's killing me. Bye.
Gotta go home. Put me on a plane. Get me out of here. Sucks, Beavis.
But, you know, I could see that. If you're a young person who's hyperactive and that's kind of what drives your success, being stuck in a hotel room might be too much.
Yeah. It's like taking a 2 week break from your life. I mean, I want to go out. Let's go party. We're here to surf. I'm a surfer, brah. I need to go out at night, crash into my bed, wake at the break of dawn, and roll out to the beach.
Oh, yeah. That sounds the life right there.
Doesn't it? Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound good. All right, I have a question for you. You love food.
Hello, yeah.
I know. You love it.
I do.
And restaurants are back in business.
Yeah.
Things are returning to normal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're finally out with your guy. It's a big night out. You two are in a restaurant. You're at some place you've really looked forward to eating for a long time. It's been a while, and here you are finally with. You go through the menu, you pick all the stuff, your favorite things, and now you're sort of just having a drink, waiting for that meal to come.
Mm-hmm.
It gets there. It's put down before you, and it looks beautiful and delicious, and
okay,
you're starving.
Right. Yeah, I'm so, oh my God, I've been waiting. I starved myself today so I could eat this tonight.
Right, right. Mm. And now you're digging in, you've taken two bites, and it's better than you even hoped.
Oh,
so good.
Good. I'm picturing myself, I'm at Houston's, you know, down the street from the station, and they just brought me that French dip they do there.
Mm. Okay, all right, whatever it is.
So good.
So good.
And now as you're about to take your third bite and you are
in
heaven, there's a hare looking at you.
No, oh, that's a bummer.
Oh,
let me pull that out.
A big, long hare. And it's not a question of whose it is because it's not your hair color.
Yeah, my hair's real short, too. This one's a long hair. I'm pulling it out. It's really long.
So, do you send that back? Or do you pull that hair out and take that third bite as your mouth is still watering before you saw the hair?
This won't be a popular answer.
Oh, snap.
But I am not bothered by hair and stuff.
Put it in my mouth.
If everything else seems to be clean and pristine and there's a hair and I pull it out and no one saw it, because of course if people see it, then I'm like, oh, ew, oh, I can't eat this anymore. You know, but if I can just surreptitiously get it out of there, like hair happens. It's not the end of the world. Now, you know, if I see some lump of something unidentifiable, like an eyeball maybe or something, now I got it, or a bug. I don't want a bug.
It's not okay. Like,
it's, but I'm not super, it's a bummer, but I'll get over it. I'll live. Mm-hmm. What
just
about
over
you?
Half
I know,
of
I know
people.
You're sending it back, right?
Just over half of people said they'd stop eating immediately and either send it back or just not eat it at all. But a third of us said, what you said. Mm.
It's okay.
I'm not stoked, but, you know, I'm going to keep eating this anyway. I'm here. I'm into it. I don't want to stop and wait for it to
be
redone.
Yeah, I'm gross like that. I mean, I honestly, not a lot bothers me. I'm not, you know, you're the guy who puts a bed condom on. Like, I have to assume you see that and you're not only... Do you send it back? You don't want another one. Like your appetite has fled. My appetite just doesn't go away because there's a hair there. I'm like, well, let's pick that crap out of there. Let's get this.
You
get
just
in my
said it
belly.
Though. Crap is in your food.
Crap happens.
But it doesn't have to happen.
It doesn't
That's
have to, but sometimes
hair
it does.
Nets are for everybody.
Look, this is very sure. But even hairs get through a hairnet once in a while.
All right. Well, anyway, you're not alone. A third of people say, yeah, I'm eating that.
I want to hear what Brynn and Nikki say, because I know you won't.
Go ahead, Nikki.
I don't know. It depends.
What does it depend on, though?
It depends
like,
if
it's
I'm
hard
home?
To quantify.
Yeah,
if I'm
home.
Just
oh, home.
It.
Forget it. It's, yeah, that's fine.
You're starving. It's the meal you've been looking forward to.
You're at a restaurant.
Your first couple bites are amazing, and it now you're going in for your third.
How
and there's a
it?
Hair that's definitely
it,
not yours
does it
in your
like
meal.
A pube?
No, it doesn't look
yeah,
like a
matters.
Pube. It's
that
a six
matter.
Inch. Yes, a pube totally matters.
Yeah, a pube totally matters.
It's six inches long and it's.
It depends because that actually has happened to me where I've eaten a plate and then I look and there's a huge hair left and it's clearly not mine. And I do feel grossed out, but I already ate it. So I'm like.
And you lived, right?
I lived.
You didn't taste
I'm not.
It.
And I'm full. I'm not going to finish it. I'm definitely not going to take it home.
Could be your hair on the plate. Is it the right color?
Oh, no. That one was blonde.
Okay. All right.
So, and then I just like really looked at it and like, is it, I didn't pick it up, but I was like, is that a string? Is that a hair? So,
yeah. Yeah, you're not going to die.
Yeah. So, I'm still here.
Not a big deal.
So would you, if on the third bite you found a hair, would you continue?
Probably not.
Talking to me or her?
Both of you, either.
I'd do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Well, you'll eat anything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, it depends, though. If I saw the person, I'm like, yeah, that looks dirty, then maybe I won't want to eat it as much.
Oh, you're gonna judge the hair in your
I'm
food.
I'm gonna go look for the shampoo.
Honestly,
yeah,
based that on does matter because what if they don't shampoo regularly? Right. You know, what if it's really oily?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oily hair.
Maybe it adds to the deliciousness
of the situation.
Of the food.
You know?
It's like a special secret ingredient.
I guess, but
you know, if Ron Burgundy comes walking out of the. I mean, not Ron Burgundy. That's his name.
The guy Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy. I'm not eating
out of the kitchen.
I'm not eating at his restaurant. Forget finding
you know what I'm saying,
hair
though.
Or skin chunks.
This is a three-syllable last name. Sorry about that.
As things are returning to normal, I know you've had a couple friends over, Sarah.
Yep,
we've also had a couple gatherings,
maskless nights. It's been amazing.
Other vaccinated families that have come over to hang out a little bit. But the hug thing becomes a thing. Like, what do you do? Do you handshake? Do you hug? And do you ask? Some are suggesting we start wearing wristbands, those little rubber ones, you know, that like the Nike Just Do It yellow ones.
Yeah,
remember those? And then
sure.
There have been others. I think light blue was for...
Oh, they had all meanings? They had different meanings?
Yeah, there was like a light blue one for autism. There were a few different of these through the years. Now they're saying, what if we wore green wristbands to say, open for hugs? Like, this is the acceptable way to let someone know, yes, I'll handshake you. Yes, I'll hug you.
Oh.
It seems like a lot. It's not important enough to me to put on a wristband. That's me personally.
Right.
But I think there are people who live for that stuff, those hugs, those
interactions. There do seem to be those people. I'm fine with a hug or not. I think most people, it seems like, you know, my friends and stuff, I can tell they want a hug. And I'm fine with hugging. I like a hug. I hugged a friend yesterday and she hugged me so tight and I thought, isn't this nice?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're saying, what if we were to do it in a way that allowed people to know if you put on a red wristband, you're don't touch me, stay 6 feet away. A yellow wristband.
Everyone's got to get the memo on this, though, Vin.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it works, but I mean, it's a suggestion.
What's the yellow one mean?
The yellow one means
ask first.
Touching elbows or, you know, a fist bump is okay.
Sure.
But green means bring it on. Hug me hard. High fives, hugs, handshakes, open for all of it.
I'm afraid that someone will be walking down the street with a green wristband on and some stranger will come up and start humping them. I mean, hugging them.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to catch, but I do. It's an interesting thought in that as we come back to normal, space is going to be a thing.
Right. Our parameters have changed. Well, it's funny because even when you're going in for a hug, you're thinking to yourself, oh, this is weird. This is different. We don't do this.
Are they okay with this? Are they okay with this?
Nikki, what were you going to say?
I was going to say when I was in middle school, there was this thing going around where if you wore certain color bracelets, it means that you're down to do that for sex. Sex bracelets.
What?
Yeah. So when you brought that up, I was like, well, what if somebody thinks it's like for sex or something? That's like, oh, green means this, I'm down to do that. That was like the rumor in middle school and high school.
The rumor was if someone had a certain colored wristband that they went all the way.
Yeah.
I've got a brown
wristband. And then if they had
on.
Purple, it meant something else. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
Well,
no. Secret. I won't go into detail. Secret
Scott
show
Capurro used to tell us that certain bandanas in a back pocket would mean you were into certain things. But I don't know this bracelets. I could see kids doing it, but what kid? I don't.
I Googled it to make sure I was like correct. And yeah, there's a bunch of definitions for it.
That's a secret show topic. We'll explore.
So my concern is if you wear. No, I just want a hug, but this person's coming for something else.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Oh, well, in my handbook, that means.
Exactly.
Or whatever, right. Whatever it is. I don't know what the warp is, but.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Vin, how many hairs have been removed prior to being given to you that you don't know about? Well, maybe, but I don't know about it. So that's,
Right. What you don't know is a lot less disturbing than what you actually do know. And it's sitting right on the plate in front of you.
Yeah, and pulling it from the food.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
Gravy dropping off of it as you put it onto your napkin and try to figure out how you go on with this meal.
Well, I'm good at compartmentalizing.
I know you are. Send it back. And I will not eat anything from that restaurant again. Yeah,
That's probably the right answer.
That's
it's just
the problem
not my
with
answer.
The restaurant biz is trying to keep everybody happy each meal every day. Oh my God, it's too much to ask.
It's a lot. One bad Yelp can really ruin you.
707 says, my husband went to Australia for business a few times. We've always said we love Northern California and would likely never move unless we had to. He came back from Australia and said, that is where we move to.
Oh, down there. If you move, that's where you're moving.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I see them on House Hunters International a lot. And it looks pretty awesome there. It's just
Australia is pronounced Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Melbourne. Down Under wins because they have free health insurance. End of story.
Okay.
Is that true?
They have all kinds of, they're very progressive, actually. I think they have legalized prostitution where the sex workers are taken care of. They're actually fairly progressive. However, didn't they just pass something about gay marriage? Like, they're weirdly progressive in some ways and kind of backwards in others.
Yeah, I don't know. It's country. I mean, I definitely know some Australians who come off as country types. Like they're wild is what I mean. There's no city refinement in them, and that's okay, but it's,
I'm down for whatever.
Yeah.
Give me all the bracelets. I'll
put
them all on.
Sharks is what I'm trying to say. They're like kind of intense. Really
Australia.
Intense. Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Army, Aaron, Chris, and Harvey. Plus your first chance at a $1,000 payout in the 11K a day giveaway.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.